Hi, I'm Kathy Reagan Young, your host for the Patients Getting Paid podcast, where I share tips on building a chronicpreneur business. That's an online business that allows people with chronic illness to take good care of their health while generating an income. I lost my job because of my chronic illness. It took a lot of time, energy, and money for me to figure it out, but now I'm making more than I did when I was working for someone else full time, and I do it from wherever and whenever is best for me. I'm on a mission to teach others in the chronic conditions community how to do it too. Welcome to Patients Getting Paid. Hi, I'm Kathy, and this is my new podcast. But I'm not new to podcasting. I started one for people with MS like me in 2015. If you want to check that one out, go to fumsnow.com/podcast. They're all there. This podcast and the partner membership community have been a long time coming, over 3 years. 3 years that had a ton of difficulties that precluded me from launching this dream of mine. So, you want to hear the backstory? Okay. I was working for a wonderful physical therapy company doing marketing, and I loved it. I loved all the people I worked with and for. I just loved it. I had been out of the workforce, staying home and raising kids for 8 years. My youngest started school full-time, and I found a full-time job, again, that I loved. It was great for a couple of years, and then somewhere around 2017 or so, I started having little accidents, backing into people, sideswiping people, just really having trouble with depth perception and kind of knowing where I was in my space. Several of my MS symptoms that had been quiet started getting louder again during this time. This went on for, I don't know, probably 6 months or so. And then one day, oh gosh, I couldn't tell the difference between the brake and the gas pedal. And I wasn't sure which side of the road was the right one to drive on. I had my shit together enough to know this was a problem. So I got off the road. But as it turned out, that was my last day of work. I was devastated and in the midst of an MS flare. Flares are often brought on by stress. And what had started out as responsibility for 3 clinics had turned into 8 clinics. So, hello, stress. I really didn't know what to do with myself once I left my job. At first, I was dealing with all the, you know, MS BS. So between doctor's visits and new medications and a ton of naps, I was worrying about how I was going to make money because my paychecks had quit coming, but my bills hadn't. That's when I realized that I had an asset, a website that I had built in 2011 with no intention of monetizing, mind you. It was just to share my journey with MS and to support and encourage others on theirs. I had found a catchphrase that made me feel empowered in the face of such a total lack of control. I wanted to share it with others. That phrase was F you, MS. It's how I speak to this stupid disease, and I wanted to encourage others to do the same thing. So I started a website and a blog, and that was as far as my plans had taken me. Then in 2015, I decided to start a podcast because I'm such a fan of podcasts. Podcasts are so like intimate. They feel to me like someone's talking directly to me, and I wanted the same feeling for my FUMS community. So the FUMS podcast show was born, and it developed into a place where I shared information, inspiration, and motivation for living your best life with MS. And it's been great. And I hear from people all the time that tell me that it's really helped them. So, you know, mission accomplished. When I lost my job and needed a way to stay home and take care of myself while still generating an income, FUMS seemed like a potentially viable option, but I had no idea what I was doing or how I could monetize it. I started researching and taking courses and asking questions and hiring coaches and on and on and on and money, money, money. I tried a lot of things. I failed at most of them, but I learned a ton, including that there are a lot of scammers out there willing to take your money and deliver very little value or usable information. I'm embarrassed to tell you, but I even paid an online coach $3,000 to help me get this membership and podcast off the ground. Turned out he was a shyster. So I was no further in my goal of producing this, but I was a lot lighter in my wallet. So yeah, I basically figured out how to build what I call a chronicpreneur business all by myself. I don't suggest that, by the way. It took a long time and a lot of mistakes and a lot of money, but I did it. I learned how to monetize my website and podcast, and I learned about an industry that I didn't even know existed. That industry is patient advocacy, and it was a game changer for me. I was initially hired by Healthline.com to do several podcast episodes for them because they had found my FUMS podcast. That's a crucial lesson. They found me because I had something out there to be found. Then they did their research and they Googled me and found that I was a writer, a blogger. And the content department at Healthline asked me about writing articles for them. But the people who had found me and asked me to do the podcast for them needed a community guide for the new app they were building, and they saw that I had been a community organizer and admin and moderator for all of my FUMS social platforms, so they hired me for that too. So pretty soon, I was monetizing my FUMS site with ads, affiliate marketing, e-commerce, sponsorships, and several health information companies that hired me both for gigs and ongoing work in patient advocacy. One day, I was pulling weeds in my garden, where I do all my best thinking, and it occurred to me that I was making more money in my chronicpreneur business than I had made working for someone else, and I was able to take much better care of myself and dial my stress down. My aha moment came with another light bulb. I had an obligation to share this knowledge I had acquired with others in the chronic conditions community. And so, Patients Getting Paid was born, at least in my head. There was a ton of planning and ideation and research on platforms and business models and on and on and on. And I landed on building out a huge online course. I should tell you that I hate tech. And I'm totally intimidated by it. And there was a ton of tech involved in this first iteration of my plan. It was super overwhelming, honestly. Nevertheless, I committed to a launch date of 10/10/2020. The marketer in me loved the sound of that date. However, roadblocks came up almost immediately, and one right after the other. My husband and I separated in the fall of 2020. I had a fat MS flare shortly thereafter, and once I had somewhat recovered from both of those events, my computer crashed, taking all of my PGP work for the preceding 2.5 years with it. Unbelievable. That last one was January 2021. There have been other smaller issues in there as well, but those were the biggies. When my tears dried and I could breathe again, I was determined to find a path forward for Patients Getting Paid. And so I did. It's a membership community for people with chronic illness to learn to find and create work that allows them to accommodate their health. There are monthly trainings in there as diverse as building a website, starting a podcast, patient advocacy, how to maintain SSDI payments while making money, how to find health insurance as a self-employed person, e-commerce, affiliate marketing, zhuzhing your social profiles, voiceover work, finding legit online recruiters, and oh, so much more. And there are live office hours with me each month and a lot of community interaction and support amongst all the members. Oh, and gig listings weekly, and a ton of resources, including templates for emails. So you just have to add your information and send them off to inquire about gigs. And all kinds of recommendations for tools and websites and apps for efficiency and progress. Bottom line, I created a membership community that I wish had been available when I was trying to figure out how to find flexible remote work that could accommodate my illness. Bonus, there's other people inside there just like us dealing with a chronic illness working on the same goals, sharing wins and struggles, and support and kindness. It's kind of amazing. I hope you'll consider joining us. Head over to patientsgettingpaid.com to learn more about what all is in there and how you can get signed up. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. This podcast will include interviews with patients who are getting paid and sharing their stories of how they did it to inspire you on your journey. Also, I'm bringing experts in to talk about things that will help us all along our way. If it's something that I think could fit well in the chronicpreneur lifestyle, I'm going to find an expert that's doing it and interview them about it right here. I hope you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single episode. If you have topics you're interested in learning more about or people you'd like me to interview, please reach out and let me know. You can email me at Kathy, that's Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-Y, at patientsgettingpaid.com. And you can find me on the Patients Getting Paid Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram accounts. I hope you'll head over to the website to learn more about the membership community too. There's a list of all the features and benefits of that membership at patientsgettingpaid.com. Bottom line, I'm creating a home base for people with chronic conditions that want to find and create flexible remote work and be able to take good care of themselves. I hope you'll join us and become a chronicpreneur too.